Going to go through a couple scriptures on, and just teach the word of God here today. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. John 8:12, it says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. And then go to verse 24. It says, and I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And then verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, and if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And then 56, it says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Amen. When Jesus told them who he was, amen, they immediately despised him in their hearts. Amen. The light of the world. Amen. The city set upon a hill. Amen. The great I am. When he revealed himself to those Pharisees there that day, they despised him and rejected him. Therefore, he was not able to make them free. Amen. When you reject the I am, the God of this universe, Jesus Christ Almighty, when you reject his coming to you, when you reject his mercy to you, you are rejecting and you are turning your back on the only one that can set you free. Amen. We must know Jesus today. Amen. Because he is the great I am. Amen. And that's our title of our message, the great I am and freedom. Amen. How many of us want to be free today? Praise God. We want to be free from the burdens of sin. Amen. We are going to be with Jesus someday, and we are going to be set free. We're going to be living an everlasting eternity with God Almighty. Amen. He is going to take us to his heavenly home that he has prepared for us. I'm looking forward to that day. Praise the name of Jesus. Turn in your Bibles to Exodus 3, beginning with verse 13. Says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, thou, the God of your fathers, hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad today that God, we know him as Jesus. And he said, who do the people say that I am? And they said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. They knew, they understood, the disciples understood, their eyes were opened to truth. Thank God, amen, that they believed and followed and obeyed the great I am. And those people were called the people of the way. Amen. In the New Testament, they were called the people of the way. They were the believers that believed that Jesus Christ was not God in the second part of the Trinity. Amen. They believed that Jesus Christ was God Almighty, robed in flesh, come as the man, Christ Jesus, to rule and reign in their lives. Amen. And they preached him. They preached his name. They baptized in his name. They did miracles in his name. Everything they did was in the name of Jesus because they understood who he was. And by that understanding, they were set free from the lifestyles that they used to live, the things that they used to do, the fear that they had in their lives that they had no more because of freedom had come into their lives. Amen? When you understand and when you get a revelation of who Jesus is, amen, it will set you free. Amen? It will give you new hope and new life. It's a physical light. Amen. In Genesis 1 and verse 3, it says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. God is light. Amen. Before there was sun and moon and stars and all of those things, there was light. And God was that light. Amen. The phenomenon repeats itself again in the New Jerusalem in Revelation 22. In verse 5, it says, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. That's talking about us. Amen. In the New Jerusalem. Amen. And the light of the presence of God is going to rule and reign there. Amen. No more darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. There's going to be no more darkness because Jesus is the light. Amen. Jesus created the sun, moon, and he was the light spoken of in Genesis and will be the light in the New Jerusalem. God is our eternal light. Amen. He is our way maker. Amen. He lights our path. He sets our course. Amen. He is our lighthouse. To say, here, come here. This is the way of safety. Follow the light. Because there is no good thing in darkness. Amen. Come to the light. And that's what we have to do. Amen. We just simply have to come to that light. Follow the light. And he has promised us that one day there will be no darkness. Amen. If we will stay steadfast, unmovable, strong in him, continually walking in his goodness, amen, there will one day be no darkness. John 1 in verse 3, it says, all things were made by him, And without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, created the universe, created everything that you have present in your life today. Amen. He has created you, my friend. Amen. He knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Amen. He understood everything about you. He has a plan for you. And if we will come to the light, he will show you that plan. Amen. And he will guide you in that course of light. Praise God. It's a moral and spiritual light. There is, God will give us moral values, and he will give us his spirit. He is the revealer of sin. Amen. The light, when it shines into your life, you begin to understand that this isn't pleasing to God. And it causes you, when that light is shined into those dark places of your life, this is something that I don't want you to be a part of. And it's up to us. Will we remove those things? In 1 John 3:19, praise God. I might be going a little too fast, or I didn't give her those verses. Anyhow, it says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or discovered. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." In other words, if you want to draw closer to the light, when your deeds are manifest, you'll get those things out of your life so that the light draws closer to you. There's the Bible verse that says, draw nigh to God, and what? He will draw nigh to you. Amen. It's all about a relationship. The restoration and restoring of a relationship with man. God does not want to be your ogre. He wants to be your friend, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Amen. Don't let the enemy discourage you from running to the light. Amen. Light is good. Light exposes. Light gets it out of the way. When a surgeon has to do surgery, he pulls down the big old light because he wants to hone in on what's the problem, because he doesn't want to cut anything that's not the problem away. He wants to hone in on the cause of the problem. And if you allow him, he'll do surgery on you today. Amen. He will shine his light into your life if you allow him. If you run to it and say, search me, O Lord. That's what David would say. He said, search me, O Lord. Know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. I don't want to live that way. But sometimes I feel helpless and powerless. And God, if you will run and you will move in his direction and continue to pour his blood upon your sin, amen, by calling upon his name, he will figure it out, and he will root it out of your life. Amen. I'm thankful that I have a God of light today. Amen. He is doing surgery on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Search me, O God. Know me, God. Take some things out of me, Lord, because I want to be where the Lamb is the light. Brother Pritt. Mm-hmm. So many people, and you probably have heard it said, so many people say, no, I gotta get right before I can come to your church. I gotta get myself turned around. I've gotta make no, that's a lie. That's a lie of the enemy. Amen. You gotta run into the light, and the light will begin to do a work on you. Amen. In the light, you can't get good. To get God, you got to get God and let Him make you good. Amen. My righteousness, the things I do, the things you do to try to be right and try to do all the wonderful things that everybody else loves for you to do for them, to God, it's a filthy, stinking rag. But when you allow His righteousness to cover you and to deliver you and to pull those things out of your life, and you keep running to Him, and you keep letting Him be Lord of your life, then He begins to do the things, and His righteousness shines forth. Man, because it's only Him that gets the glory. Amen. He is the light of the world. He is, the light is the revealer of sin. Amen. That's how we know when we come into the presence of God, and a man of God can preach the Word of God, preach the fire of the Holy Ghost down upon us, and God begins to shine them lights into our lives, and we can see, man, the error of our ways, and we can say, oh my goodness, Lord, I never saw that before. I want to get that out of my life. Because why? I want more light in me. I want to be closer to You. Amen. And He does those miraculous things. Coming close to Jesus caused Zacchaeus to repent. Zacchaeus was a horrible person. He was a tax collector. Anybody like tax collectors? Well, that's what he was. But he was an evil tax collector. He took more than what he was supposed to. He was a rich man. He very small in stature. He had short man syndrome. And you ever been around somebody with short man syndrome? Yeah, boy, they think they're king of the world, and that's where he was. He was in darkness, but one day somebody said, "Hey, the light's gonna be passing by," and Zacchaeus wanted to see the light, and he didn't know how to do it. So he knew of a tree, and he began to climb that place to see the light, so that the light would shine on him and expose who he was. Luke 19:8. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." Wow, what a definite change of heart. That didn't take place until light shined into his eyes. Amen. Till the goodness of God said, "Zacchaeus, come down from there. I'm going to go park at your house today, and we're going to have a cup of tea. We're going to just have some fellowship." Amen. That's not, my friend, that is what God is trying to do to us. He is trying to say, Don't run from me. I wanna bring light to you. I wanna help you in your sin. I wanna help you where you're at. I wanna deliver you from the darkness. Run to me. Fine. Get up in a tree like Zacchaeus did and say, "I gotta see him. Whatever it takes, I've gotta get to his presence. I've gotta get where he is so that his light can shine on me and reveal who I am." When Simon saw the great draught of fishes, he was convicted of his doubt. Amen. That's because there's light shining in dark places. Hallelujah. God, send your light today. Shine on me today, God. Reveal who I am, Lord Jesus, so that I can get my life right with you. And let your presence, oh God, be in me an everlasting hope, everlasting peace. I want your light to shine on me. In Luke 5, it says, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Amen. When the light reveals who we are, we have two choices. We can either get up and hold on to the darkness in our life, or we can get up and lay that stuff down at his feet and say, I'm going to walk in the light. I'm going to walk with you, God. I'm going to walk where you go so that your life, your light continually shines on me. Amen. And that's what he did. He got up and walked with the light of the world. In John 8, 1 through 11, Jesus was confronted with the woman caught in the adultery. And when Jesus replied, he that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. And in John 8, 7, it says, all the woman's accusers left. Amen. They left. They dropped their stones and they walked away because light had revealed to them the sin of their life, where they had just been. Oh, that God would reveal us today the light when we are accusing, when we are casting stone at our brothers and our sisters. Oh, that Jesus would shine his light upon us and say, look at your own self. And then consider casting the stone. Their conscience was convicted by the light. Amen. I'm so thankful that we have a light today that shines to our lives. Hallelujah. He sets you free today. Amen. And if you're not free today, you can walk out of here free. Amen. If you'll run to the light, if you'll cast your cares on him, if you'll draw nigh to God, amen, I promise you, he won't leave you. Praise God. There's a powerful presence of God here to run to you today, here to wrap his loving arms around you and hold you and care for you and give you power. Amen. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Amen. They were convicted by their, they were confronted and convicted by their own sense of sinfulness in the presence of an all-knowing God. God knows where you're at, my friend. You ain't surprising God. Do you really know? Do you understand that he, while we were in sin, while we were doing the horrible things that we did in our lives, he knew you. You're not pulling one over on him. Amen. You're not hiding from him. He knows where you're at. He knows the depths of the sin that you're involved in. Amen. He just is waiting for you to run to him. so that his light can reveal and you can be delivered. It is possible for men's conscience to become scarred as with a hot iron until they cannot no longer feel the conviction of sin. Oh, that we'd never get there. Amen. Hallelujah. But God still, in those times, knows who you are. Amen. Stay in the light. It's just that simple. Stay in the light. Amen. Don't run from the light. Run to the light. He is our liberator. He gives us freedom from bondage. Amen. From the things that hold us back from doing His will and His purpose in our lives. John 10:10. It says, I am come that they might have life. That's what He wants. That's all He's come here for. So you can have life. And that you, that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. He don't want you to die. He don't want you to be in bondage. He wants you to live and live an abundant life in His mercy and in His goodness and in His grace. Amen. God wants you to have a powerful, anointed life in Him. And He will give you the power to do it. Amen. But you must not run from Him. Run to Him. Amen. Every time I make a mistake, I must run to the rock. Amen. And cry out to my God, Jesus, forgive me. Have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen. Pour your blood upon me afresh and new. Amen. That's the whole purpose of why He hung Himself on a cross. Because He knew you were powerless without Him. Amen. I am powerless without the blood of Jesus Christ shed for me. Amen. To be who God wants me to be. Because I can't do it on my own. Amen. Everything I've tried to do on my own is filthy to God. But if I run to Him, it's precious because His blood, His glory, His power is on me. Amen. We must have the freedom through faith. Amen. You got to trust Him. Faith is believing and trusting God that His word, what He said, my blood is my grace. That's His blood. The grace of God is the blood of God. My grace is what? Sufficient. That's what you need. You trust that. You have faith in that. And you're going to go far. You're going to go where I want you to go. Amen. Because I'm making you righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. John 10. In verse 7 through 9 it says, Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Wow. That's all I got to do. When the light is shined, I got to find the door and go in. Amen. Open the door and go in. Praise God. Because He is the light. He gives us forgiveness. He blesses our soul. Amen. John 8:24 says, For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Amen. Come on. You just got to believe today. Amen. That Jesus Christ, what he did for you is enough. Praise God. It's enough. It is said that the South American Lama will stand for hours with a rope placed over his neck, even though he is not tied. All he has to do to be free is drop his neck and the rope will fall. But stubbornly and stupidly, he will not do it. He'll just stand there thinking he's tied up. Amen? And so many times we come to God, and all we got to do is just bow down and confess him and call upon the name of Jesus. And we're free from the burden of sin. But we hold on stubbornly. We hold on with everything that we have because that's our nature. We don't want to let go of our nature. And God is saying, come to me, all ye that labor. Come unto me and you'll find rest for your soul. Just come and lay it down. Get it out of your life. Just lay it down and walk away and you'll be free. But we stubbornly hold on to hurt and shame and all the things that have brought us pain in our lives. But all we got to do is run to him. Cast our cares on him. Fall at his feet. Let him shine more light into our lives, into the corners and to the closets of our life, and root out anything that's not of him so that he can draw closer to you. Would anybody want that today? Anybody want to be closer to Jesus Christ today? God is calling you today to come to him. Come on, aren't you tired of laboring? Aren't you tired of just doing it your own way and trying to find your own way? Come on, let him shine the light on the path. Hallelujah. He is a powerful, mighty God. Amen. He's calling you today. He's beckoning you today. Come unto me. Lay it all down, and I will guide you. I will light your world. Amen. He will light you on fire is what he'll do. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. There is freedom through truth. Amen. When we know who he is. John 8:32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and it will set you free. Praise God. I'm so glad I know who Jesus is. The Jews refused to admit that they had ever been in bondage. Amen. But we don't have to be that way. Amen. We just have to admit it and run to God and say, yeah, God, I am bound, but you're the freedom maker. Amen. You're the deliverer. Amen. Shine your everlasting light on me. John 8:33 says, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. That's how they proclaimed. They were so bound, they could not see the light of the world. Oh, thank God that his mercy has shown to us, amen, and adopted us into his family, his royalty. Praise God. By taking on his name, we can cry, Abba, Father, my God, hallelujah. He has put his name on us. Hallelujah. He has put his spirit in us. The blindness of their heart caused them to ignore the fact that they had been under bondage to the Egyptians and the Chaldeans and the Syrians and the Romans. They hardened their hearts. They didn't want to follow God. And in the spiritual realm, their own prophets and historians testified of that many times that false worship and false gods had spiritually enslaved them. Only when we come face to face with truth and accept for the truth of our sinfulness and inability to save ourselves, can we be set free. I can do it. I can't do it without him. Amen. Without his mercy, without his goodness, without his power, I cannot be righteous. I can't be set free. But today I'm set free. Praise God. Because of what he did for me. Amen. I can live holy, righteous. Hallelujah. But for the grace of God. Praise God. There's power and freedom in our God. Amen. There's power and freedom in Jesus Christ today. In John 8:36, it says, If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. You can't argue with his word. Amen. He has made you free today. You need to just accept him, trust him, walk in his power. The great I am, the freedom from other gods. Amen. God does not want us following things that take our time away from him. He wants to be the only thing. Him to be Lord of your life. Amen. He wants to be Lord. He wants you to make him Lord of your life. And in John 8:58, it says, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. He is the great I am, Jesus Christ. He repeatedly, in the books of John, the words I am are used by Jesus Christ. He is the great I am. In John 6:35, you don't have to go there. It says, I am the bread of life. In John 8:12, it says, I am the light of the world. In John 10:7-9, it says, I am the door of the sheep. Amen. In John 10:11-14, it says, I am the good shepherd. In John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. In John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John 15:1-5, it says, I am the vine. However, the greatest expression of Christ's attribute of deity is evident when there is no direct object of the words, of these words stand alone. John 8:58, it says, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the great I am today. He is the light that he is calling you with. Amen. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Run to me and cast all your cares upon me, and I will give you life. I will set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody want to be set free today? Come on, Jesus is here to set you free. Just run to his presence. Run into his goodness. Run into his mercy and say, God, I'm here. Shine your light of forgiveness on me, Lord. Let your blood flow over me fresh and new as it did when I was baptized in your name, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, forgive me afresh and new today. God, let your glory flow over my life. In Jesus' name. Come on, Jesus will set you free today. Jesus will, he will walk before you, and he'll shine his light, and he'll free your life from all the cares and burdens. Amen. And one day there'll be no darkness. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Just praise him right now. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for your mercy today, Jesus. Oh, you're so good to us, Lord. We're so thankful that we have the power of your name. Oh, to run to, Lord Jesus, to depend upon, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God, you're good. Praise God. Praise God. Take a few moments and refresh yourselves. There's snacks downstairs if you want.